You're listening to SBS News.
Adelaide Oval has been completely renovated, but the physical surrounds are not the only rebuilding going on there over the weekend, as India aims for a winning start to its four-test cricket series with Australia. The series is Australia's first at home since the ball tampering incident in South Africa, and captain Tim Payne says it is important to balance the twin objectives of winning and winning in the right spirit. Payne says he would be happy if his legacy as a captain becomes restoring the battered image of cricket in Australia.
If I am to leave the captaincy at some stage, the way I see it being a success is if we've won back the trust and respect of the Australian public and we're playing good cricket. If we're doing that, then I'll see my job as a success.
In football, Australia's women will find out who they play at next year's FIFA World Cup in France when the draw is made in Paris. Matilda's coach, Alan Stajic, says if his side shows the consistency it has in the past couple of years, he thinks it has a real chance.
That when we get to the World Cup, every single game is an 8, a 9 or a 10 out of 10. And if we do that, if we have that level of consistency, I think we can give the World Cup a shake. I think there's probably 6 or 8 countries who can win the World Cup. And without question, I put us in that bracket.
SBS will have live coverage of the draw for July's tournament on Sunday morning. And if that proves hard to stay awake for, SBS also has live English Premier League football right before the draw. Manchester United is looking to return to its winning ways against bottom side Fulham after 4 successive draws. Without doubt, the biggest match of the weekend has 4th place Chelsea welcoming unbeaten leader Manchester City to Stamford Bridge on Sunday. On the local scene, Sydney FC needs a win against Wellington Phoenix to keep pace with the A-League leading Perth Glory. Sydney currently sits in 3rd place, 4 points behind Perth, but the Sky Blues will fancy their chances against the Phoenix on Saturday. The visitors have won just once all season, but their coach is a very familiar face for Sydney coach Steve Corriker. Corriker played alongside Mark Rudan at Sydney FC and says it will be nice opposing each other as coaches.
Yeah, of course. You know, he's a winner. He used to play like that. He's a very tough tackling defender. I'm looking forward to it. We've been at home again at Kogarah, looking forward to a great atmosphere like we had against Melbourne, and you know, we expect to win that game.
The Perth Glory take on 5th place Melbourne City on Saturday night. In the W League this weekend, the league leading Melbourne Victory has a bye, giving the chasing pack a chance to make up some of their 5-point lead. SBS Viceland has live coverage of Newcastle's clash with Melbourne City on Sunday. Australia's men are going well in their pursuit of a 3rd consecutive World Cup hockey title in India. After defeating group rival England during the week, the Kookaburra Spotters group winners were secured. It means Friday night's game against China will be a training match. Australian defender Matthew Swan was the player of the match in the 3-0 win against England, and he says the side will make the most of the break.
Yeah, we got another 2-day break, and then I'm not sure what our break is after that, so we'll just take the games as they come, and we'll just continue to build and grow as a team throughout this tournament. It's going to be a long one, but we're prepared.
In basketball this weekend, the NBL leading Perth Wildcats welcome the Cairns Taipans on Sunday afternoon. And in the WNBL, SBS has live coverage of the Melbourne Boomers clash with the University of Sydney on Saturday afternoon. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.